Okay, so today we're going to learn an incredibly inspiring story about the power of Shabbat. Rav Zalman Grossman was a very pious Jew from Yerushalayim, who had a very unique approach to the observance of Shabbos. From sunset on Friday afternoon till after Havdalah on Saturday night, he didn't sleep. He explained this custom to his children by telling them, "We know that Shabbos is referred to as a beautiful queen. So every Jew on this day is like a king who has time to spend with the queen." He would then tell his children a parable. There was once a king who slept very little. People in his kingdom would ask why he conducted himself in this way, and he'd answer, "When I sleep, I'm like everyone else. I don't feel like a king. It's only when I'm awake that I'm aware that I am the king." Therefore, Zalman explained, "Why should I waste by sleeping on Shabbos even one moment of this wonderful opportunity that I have to spend with the Shabbos queen?" And so Zalman would spend the entire day of Shabbos learning Mishnayos, saying Tehillim, singing Zmiros, or praying with great fervor. As poor as he was on Shabbos, Zalman was a king. In 1912, when Israel was under Turkish rule, poverty was rampant throughout the country. People were literally starving, and there was little opportunity for employment. So Zalman had no choice but to leave Israel for a couple of years to make some money. So he went to America, borrowed some money for a ticket, and began the long voyage. The first Friday night on board, Zalman decided that he would conduct himself the same way he did at home. He would observe Shabbos with the same intensity. After he davened, he sang Shalom Aleichem and said his prayers, Eshet Chayil Kiddush. He had his meal, and throughout his meal, even though he ate alone, he sang Zmiros. He learned many Svarim. And afterwards, he learned a lot of Mishnayos. What he hadn't been aware of is about halfway into his meal, someone was watching him. For hours, the man watched him in amazement as Rav Zalman absorbed the beauty and radiance of Shabbos. Eventually, the man went to sleep, but Rav Zalman was up all night. In the morning, the man again observed the intensity and the sweetness of Rav Zalman's tefillos. He watched how he said Kiddush, sang Zmiros, and again ate his meal completely immersed in the sanctity of Shabbos. Finally, after Havdalah, the gentleman made his way to Rav Zalman and said, "I observed you for the past Shabbos. I've never in my life seen anyone become so involved with the beauty of Shabbos. I cannot begin to tell you how touched I was by your demeanor. You may not know who I am, but my name is Baron Rothschild." Zalman was quite surprised by this man's words, and even more surprised that he had been watched over Shabbos. The two men get into a short conversation about their respective backgrounds, and the more the Baron spoke to Zalman, the more fascinated he became with him. Then the Baron made a startling statement. "Rav Zalman, I would like to honor any one request that you may have. I will give you 15 minutes to think about it, and then let me know what I can do for you." Rav Zalman couldn't believe this sudden turn of good fortune. All he had to do now was ask Baron Rothschild for a substantial amount of money, and could then take the first boat back to Israel and spare himself the humiliation of collecting funds for himself and the members of his family. Rav Zalman went back to his room to consider the matter. But the more he thought about it, the more a plight of a different time came to mind. Just 2 days before he left Israel, Zalman's brother, Rav Shlomo Levi, had come to talk to him. Rav Shlomo Levi is one of the founders of the Mishmar HaYarden, a mishmar in the northern part of Israel, near Syria. Rav Shlomo Levi explained to his brother that Mishmar HaYarden, along with his two neighboring moshavim, Rosh Pina and Yisod HaMala, were infested with malaria. Children and old people were dying every day as a result of this horrible disease, and young parents were confined to bed and couldn't work to support their families. The situation was worsening with each and every day. There simply wasn't enough medicine for everyone. "When you go to America," Shlomo Levi begged, "please don't forget about the children and their elders. Families are being decimated because there's not enough money for medication. Every dollar that you send us will help save lives." Now, sitting in his room all alone, Rav Zalman was in a terrible quandary. His natural inclination was to try and save his own family from the clutches of extreme poverty and starvation. But what about the hundreds of people in his brother's community up north? After a few agonizing minutes, he made up his mind and went outside to meet with the Baron. "Have you decided what you'd like?" asked the Baron. Yes, Your Honor, replied Rav Zalman. I have a brother who is involved with these three communities in northern Israel. The area is plagued by rampant malaria that is causing the death of countless children and their parents. If you could somehow arrange for doctors to go to these communities and treat the sick, that would be the greatest favor you could do for me. The Baron shook hands with Rav Zalman and told him he would try to do his best. The rest of the trip was uneventful, and Rav Zalman eventually came to New York, where he set up an office in the Lower East Side to collect funds for the yeshiva Ohel Mohel in Yerushalayim. About 4 months after he arrived, Rav Zalman received a letter from his brother of Shlomo Levi. After preliminary greetings, the letter read, My dear brother Zalman, I don't know how I can begin to describe what has gone on here during these last few weeks. Out of nowhere, like manna from heaven, doctors and nurses came into our towns with truckloads of health supplies and medications. They opened three different pharmacies, dispensed pills to the sick, gave injections to those who needed them, and prescribed medications. Almost immediately, people stopped dying. You could see the health of the community improving day by day. A 24-hour period actually went by where there was not one reported death. We're all so grateful to Hashem for this sudden turn of events. For the first time in weeks, people are actually smiling and hopeful. Rav Zalman could not believe what he was reading. The Baron had actually complied with his request. Rav Zalman continued reading the letter. My dear brother, you need not worry about us. Hashem is taking care of us. Worry about your own problems, and may you and yours be helped as well as we were helped. Rav Zalman read the letter a second time, absorbing every word. When he finished, he buried his face in his hands and wept. He had performed the ultimate act of kindness. For no one in Mishmar HaYarden or the neighboring Moshavim even knew that he was responsible for the countless lives which are being saved. Years later, Rav Zalman would tell his children, I cried for another reason as well. I cried because I was so grateful to Hashem for giving me the strength to overcome my natural inclination to save my own family first. It took a certain courage to think of others at that very difficult period in my life. That I should have been able to muster the strength and see the fruits of my action was overwhelming. How fortunate I was to be able to benefit in some way the people of Klal Yisrael. And the people of the Moshavim never knew why they were helped. Gevalt, maybe we merit to keep Shabbos with such love. May we merit to be thoughtless and think of others. May we merit to see the fruits of our good deeds. Gevalt. Have an amazing day, and soon an amazing Shabbos. From Papua New Guinea, have a gevaldige day.